Okay. Oh, so man. we can do a round of the Leonard Maltin game.
Now, what is this game? Did I remember this from last time? No. Yes.
Maybe from early, way, way, way back when.
Maybe.
But, okay.
I don't remember.
So here's, do you know who Leonard Maltin is? He reviews movies.
Yeah.
So no. He has an iPhone app where he has all of his movie reviews on there.
Okay.
And so I've come up with clever categories that bunch a number of movies together that he's reviewed.
Okay.
What will happen is I will give somebody the opportunity to pick a category, and then okay. A year within that category, so one of the movies that's in the category, based on a year, and then I will read selections of Leonard Maltin's review, and then tell you how many people are listed in the cast according, for Leonard Maltin. So like the top however many people.
And we're supposed to guess what movie it is, I'm guessing.
And so I say how many, people are in the cast, and then you bid going down how many names you need to hear from the bottom up to guess what the movie is. So if there are 9 names, you could get down to 4 and you'd hear the last 4 names in the primary cast.
Okay, I got it.
From the bottom to the top.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
And so the categories that I'm going to offer to Adam to start, and we'll go start out clockwise and then go counterclockwise per point.
Oh, ho.
Is on Friday, the day this episode will be released, the 15th of June. It is Helen Hunt's birthday.
Helen Hunt?
So 3 Helen Hunt films. Since we have 2 female guests, another category that came up was girl, which it just has the word girl in the title of the movie.
Aha. Oh. I like it.
I did write it out as girl.
I see that.
Is it girl specific, like girl the word, or is it just like...
The word girl appears in some way, shape, or form.
So it could be like woman.
No. Girl.
Woman!
Ow.
Sorry.
No, it is girl.
Okay.
The other one will be...
That was Animal.
0 Names with Tim Curry.
0 Names.
Oh, and to preface this for both of you, is the category 0 Names is you get the entire review from beginning to end, and you get the number of people in the cast. The opening bid has to be 0 or lower, so you have to say -1. If you know the first person at the top of the list, you say -1. If you know the top 2 people in order, first, second, -2, and so on.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Cool.
So, Adam, Helen Hunt's birthday, girl, and 0 Names with Tim Curry.
0 Names with Tim Curry, because I know you want me to pick that one.
Yeah, I do. your 3 years are 1992, 1992, and 1993.
1992. That was the second one.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a second, but I got you. Okay. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. It's bombed to 4, so 3. 1992, it's an entertaining animated feature for kids with an ecological message. Mythical miniature forest creatures are threatened when human invasion of their forest with bulldozers threatens to unleash an evil spirit who's been locked up in a tree for years. Lively and enjoyable, if not memorable, with plenty of laughs for grown-ups in the free-flowing dialogue of Batty Coda, a whacked-out bat voiced by Robin Williams. It is followed by a video sequel, Ferngully 2, The Magical Rescue. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 names. So starting at 0, how many names can you get?
0 names.
So, Molly, it goes to you where can you name the first person credited in the movie? Do you know the movie first, just to make
sure?
No.
Oh.
Well.
Mm, well, to spoil that, you could bluff, but I figured I'd open up with this to make it easier. Then the best option you have is to say, name that movie to Adam.
Name that movie.
Ferngully.
Oh, I should have. That was in the review.
I was wondering, but I wasn't going to say anything. Any guess at the first name?
Difficult to say because I think it would be the blonde kid who's the lead character.
The guy,
but
Zach.
I might be wrong.
Tim Curry
is top billed.
I'm trying to go with a really easy one to start with.
Probably Tim Curry and then Robin Williams.
No, Tim Curry, Samantha Mathis, Christian Slater, and then Robin
Christian
Williams.
Christian Slater.
Yep.
I was like, I know three people in that one, and I couldn't think of the third. It's Christian Slater. I love that movie.
Yeah. So, Adam, you got the first point because you knew it was Ferngully.
Hooray.
And, Lois, since you didn't participate in this one, you get to pick the next category. And your three categories are girl.
I'm going with that one.
I also have not Star Wars, which it's movies that include actors that also were in one of the original Star Wars trilogy. And I also have Microphone Madness, which would be movies that take play or that feature a radio station in them.
Oh man.
And okay. It goes to Molly.
Okay, I'm gonna pick not Star Wars.
Not Star Wars. Your 3 years are 1989, 2001, or 2008.
2001.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2 stars. Calls the movie crude. Refers to it as a giant in-joke comedy. This movie includes many cameos and lots of stars that are also featured by a specific director. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 names. How many names do you need to hear from the bottom up? To give you a hint, an easy opening bid would be 18.
I'll go with 16.
16. All right, Molly, how many names do you need to hear?
I'll do 15.
15. Adam, it goes to you. You have to say 14 or less or tell Molly to name that movie.
I am aware.
I am helping.
14 names.
14 names. Lola, can you do 13 or less?
I'll try 10.
10. Jumping down to 10. Molly, can you do 9 or less?
I'll say name that movie.
Okay, so you get 10 names from the bottom up.
All right.
Morris Day. Mark Hamill. Chris Rock. James Vanderbeek. Jason Biggs. John Stewart. Carrie Fisher. Sean William Scott, Judd Nelson, and Will Ferrell.
Two thousand one.
2 stars. Calls it crude. A giant in joke. And many cameos. Which we've heard a lot of the names anyway.
Old school.
No.
I don't know. A shot in the dark.
What if I added Jason Lee, Jennifer Schwalbach, Eliza Dushku, Ali Larder, Shannon Elizabeth, Ben Affleck, Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? No?
No.
Nobody knows that one? Yeah. Producer Katie knows it.
Katie knew it.
And I thought it was interesting that it includes Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher.
But I actually have seen that one, and I now remember where Mark Hamill's in that movie.
And Carrie Fisher was the nun early on.
Yes. I totally forgot about that. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, and I actually never finished that movie.
You're not missing
I had to go
too much.
To do something else. But I still love that he Silent Bob says one line in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, he gets in kind of a tirade for a second and a half.
No ticket. Isn't that the second one? Or is that the first one?
No, that was Dogma.
Oh, that's Dogma. Sorry.
Yeah, when he throws him off the train.
Yep. My bad. What does he say in that one? I can't remember.
He gets really pissed off because Jay doesn't understand that the monkey was taken by the car, and he's gesturing so clearly, and he doesn't get it.
Right.
But Molly got that point. So Molly has a point. Adam has a point. Lola yet to score.
That's okay.
Adam, you get to start this round, and it goes to Molly. And your three choices are Helen Hunt's Birthday, Microphone Madness, and Girl. I'm never going to get sick of that.
Oh, well. I think I'll take Girl.
So enthusiastic.
All right.
Girl.
There we go.
Your three choices are 2004, or 2004.
Oh, variety. I'll take 2004.
Okay, what was up with 2004 and girl titles? Jeez.
Yeah.
I found three.
I guess so.
That's odd.
Oh. I can think of one.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars.
He would.
calls the main character Torn.
Like
physically. Like Natalie Imbruglia's song. You know,
oh,
Torn.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Not physically.
Okay.
In half.
It, the entire movie sounds awfully familiar. It has sharp, funny moments that you don't usually find in this genre. And it does revert to formula, but it's still a cut above the norm. And there are 12 names in this movie, and it includes girl in the title.
Yeah, I'll say 10 names.
10 names. Molly, it goes to you. Can you do 9 or less?
Yeah, I'll do 9.
9? Lola, how about you? No?
No.
So you would tell Molly to name that movie. So 9 names are Neil Flynn, Daniel Franzias, Lizzie Kaplan, Jonathan Bennett, Amanda Seyfried, Lacey Chabert, Amy Poehler, Anna Gasteyer, and Tim Meadows.
I should have gone for it.
Did you know it based on a hunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when I said I can think of one?
Yes, that's what I assumed.
I thought of one.
Good job.
2004. I know, that's the thing. Like, all those SNL people, I'm like, oh, what movies have they been with the name girl in it?
So it's Neil Flynn, Daniel Franzes, Lizzie Kaplan, Jonathan Bennett, Amanda Seyfried, Lacey Chabert, Amy Poehler, Anna Gasteyer, and Tim Meadows. And you're missing 3 names.
Yeah. Oh, it's like right there.
I have no clue.
Really?
No. This is like, once it's said to me, I'm going to kick myself.
I'm going to give her one name at a time to see if she can pick it up. Or if Lola can pick it up either.
Nope, nothing.
Because this segment of the studio gets it.
Yeah, it must be the air over there or something.
The couch of wisdom.
Yeah. I don't think I can get it.
What if I added Rachel McAdams?
You know.
That actually like threw me off a little bit.
Or Tina Fey as second from the top. Or Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
So Lola actually got the point on that one. So everybody has a point. And I'm assuming with the other bonus track, I imagine next point wins.
Indeed.
That would work well.
I agree with that. Do the other competitors agree to that? Okay.
Okay,
to
well,
we're both like, oh.
Adam, you actually get to start since you weren't in that skirmish.
Yay!
So I will give you Helen Hunt's birthday, Microphone Madness, or not Star Wars.
Not Star Wars.
Not Star Wars. Okay, your 3 years are 1980, 1989, or 2008?
1989.
Okay. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. Says it's...
jerk.
Razzle-dazzle. Intense. Says there's something askew... there's so much refers to one of the secondary or refers to one of the actors as much more potent than the hero. It has lots of grab your attention scenes.
Hmm.
And it was followed by a sequel. 1989, and there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names.
Okay.
And it features somebody from Star Wars, the original trilogy.
I had an initial hunch, but I don't think I can trust it. So what are the total number of names?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
Okay, I'll say 9 names.
And Lola, it goes to you first.
Name that movie.
Cool.
Nine
okay.
out of the 11. We will see if this works, because it's 50-50, I think. Your names are Lee Wallace, Tracy Walter, Jerry Hall, Jack Palance, Michael Goh, Billy D. Williams, Pat Hingle, Robert Wool, and Kim Basinger.
Oh, boy. Was Billy D. Williams it?
Well, he was the reference to the original trilogy.
Yeah. Holy crap. Because
I wanted a Billy D. Williams answer.
Naturally.
Man. Yeah, those last two names really do help.
Not for me. I don't think I've seen this movie. Well, I know the answer is not Star Wars.
One down. No, three down.
Six down.
King
1989. 2.5 stars. Razzle dazzle. It's intense.
Oh, I might have a guess.
One of the actors is much more potent than the hero. It has a lot of grab your attention scenes, followed by a sequel.
No.
Wait, who was the last name you said?
Kim Basinger.
I know this is wrong, but. And I'm probably off by several years, but I kind of just want to...
Yeah.
Speed.
No. What if I added Michael Keaton?
Adam's face was pretty good with that one.
And Jack Nicholson.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No.
He was... Oh!
Billy D. Williams was in Batman.
Mother duck. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Yeah, but that came as kind of a surprise to me.
That's the one that Batman movie that I haven't seen.
Really?
That are recent.
Oh.
Fairly recent. Because I don't know if there's like a 1960s Batman movie that I haven't seen or whatever.
Well, there's the one with Adam West that where they dehydrate like the UN or something.
Okay.
That one's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I never actually saw that one in its entirety.
Well, Billy Dee Williams was in it.
Billy Dee Williams was in it. He was probably a cop or something. I don't know.
He was... What's his face?
I don't remember.
Anyway, bummer, man.
Johnny John 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 John.
Okay, so it looks like.
Really? Oh wow!
I win.
Looks like yeah, Lola actually got won that this one. So
for not knowing, ha!
Do you know how to play the game?
Yeah.
Because realistically, if you had said 8, and then Molly would have said name that movie, you wouldn't even have had Kim Basinger.
No, I know.
So that would have been tough.
Yeah. Which is why I was like, no way I can do that. No way.
But yeah, so thank you everybody for listening to the other bonus track. Where we... The other bonus track. Well, because they'll have heard us doing Minority, yeah. Which will be released in full with the explanation and everything. Which, as soon as we stop, we can go back and listen to it just so that we can hear how bad it is. Because I think, Adam, you were the only one who had your headphones on the entire time.
I had mine on the whole time, but I couldn't see. Oh, yeah, you didn't do anything. So hard. I tried.
That was a game of composure we lost.
Yeah. I lost, but it was still fun. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Lola.
Thank you.
Good night, John, boy. Go to bed, Grandma.
All right. Kill it so that we can go back.
I really hope it ends with good night, Grandma.